Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing tonight? It's the Red Reality Show. This is the Round Table. Hey, we are here. You guys call in. I will keep at least a couple other people up on the line. Zach's going to be joining me. We're going to, about 10:30, we will be talking about the MTV Cutthroat. We'll be talking about I Love Money today. If you haven't watched I Love Money, we're going to kind of update you what's going on with I Love Money and everything what's going on in reality TV Survivor and everything. Hey, you're listening to the Red Reality Show, and today is Michael W. Smith's birthday. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a big fan of his, so we're going to play a little dedication song for his birthday. Happy birthday, Michael W. Smith. And this is one of his more popular songs. Thank you for being such a great inspiration to me. I think this is it. You're on the Rad Reality Show. This is the round table tonight. Tonight, we are going to be talking Survivor. We're going to be talking Hell's Kitchen, Cutthroat. We have a special guest calling in around 10:30 to talk Cutthroats. We will be talking, I guess, some other shows I want to bring up if you watch. But right now, if you watch Survivor, this is the time to call in. 347-237-5506, and let's talk Survivor. Lots of stuff going on, and I want to kick it off with the show that this is the show's. What actually the show's about? Next week, I am going to work on getting a guest. I've been sick. I'm just starting to feel better today. Zach's on the line with me. Say hello Zach. And
hello,
I believe
everyone.
Mandy's on the line with me.
Hello.
Mandy, are you getting ready to go to Virginia? Are you on the way to Virginia?
I'm somewhere in freaking Ohio.
You're where?
I'm somewhere in Ohio.
Ohio. So yep. You're getting ready. You're driving. Are you pulled over? We don't have you. You're not driving and talking on the phone, right?
Of course not.
Okay, good. At least tell us that. Hello, everyone in the chat room. Like I said, this is the time to call in, and what we can do is we'll pick you up. You can talk Survivor with us, and then we'll move on to the next subject. And if you want to stay on for the next subject, you can, or you can go back, jump into this chat room. And we're going to start out with Survivor. Oh, man, you're going to be able to hang out with some of the Survivor people this weekend. A few of them.
Quite a handful of them.
And you make sure, we're going to talk at some point and get us a little show together, right, over the weekend maybe?
Are we yes, gonna try I'm hoping to, work? To do that.
I'm thinking like Saturday afternoon maybe, or like when you guys have some free time, you know, maybe you can grab some people, get Michelle maybe to grab them too, and maybe we can do one little quick, like half an hour, because if Michelle's with you too, we can... like, if you don't have to be on the phone line all the time, you know what I mean? So maybe grab her. Adam, I'm just saying if your phone, you know, and everything. So, and maybe, hey, when you see my gambling partner, tell him my phone number, first of all, if you see my gambling partner. And tell him I wanted to come and hang with him. That's one person I'm going to miss is Adam. I believe he's going to be there. You guys... Me and Mandy's talking Virginia. I'm not going. So we're going to talk Survivor. I think this is Christina. Christina, is this you?
No. Yes, it's me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I am on like this AD thing. You know, I told you I'm off of my medications for a couple of days. So, you know, gotta bear with me. So, anyways,
well, if it helps,
Survivor.
The guy at Walmart thinks I'm on crack. And continue.
You are, aren't you?
I kind of felt like I was in Walmart. I think they pump crack into Walmart, actually.
Okay, so the hot subject in Survivor, and I think I know the three of you guys' answers to this already. What's her name? Is it Nay? I don't want to call her Nay. That's
Nayanka.
What they call her, right?
Nayanka.
Yeah, they call her Nay. I see Nay on the little thing.
Yeah.
Nay. Sorry.
Nay. So, how bad is she? I think she's pretty bad. Christina, I know you're waiting to talk about her.
Yeah. I thought about it all last night, and I don't understand how anybody can like her. I mean, I know women in Big Brother who have acted out and people didn't like them, and certain people have just particularly liked them. How can you like this chick? I mean, even people who liked the quote-unquote bad girls of Big Brother or bad girls of Survivor, how can you like this chick? She is just flat-out mean and nasty when she doesn't need to be, and she, it's just...
But she's
it's
not ghetto.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous because she followed those two who are looking for the immunity idol. Now, mind you, Naoko already had it. So why did she need to follow them? Oh, and then they stopped and were talking, and then she decided to take digs at them. Why? What's the point? I mean, she's just nasty. I'm sorry.
But she's not ghetto.
She is not ghetto.
She said last week she was not ghetto. What do you think, Zach? What do you think of Nay?
No, I can't say exactly why. I guess maybe it's just because I don't think she's as nasty this week as she has been past weeks. I didn't actually like her that much.
Really?
I mean,
did you watch the same show? Yeah, were you so blinded over a cutthroat that she forgot to watch Survivor again?
No, I watched it, and you know that she... Like Christina said, she followed them to the idol and kind of said, you know, I already got it, it's too late. But I think her words towards them were not as harsh as they have been the last few weeks. So I didn't think anything would show that especially bad this week.
Okay, Mandy, what do you think?
Well, I'm a little disappointed because my younger tribe preseason pick is Chase. And now he is teamed up via Brenda with her, and I don't know if that's going to hurt him or help him at this point.
Oh, wait. I don't even know. How do you say that name, Christina?
Which one, Naoko?
No, in the chat room, the one that just said, and she teaches American children.
Tahoe Bound.
What a good point.
Yes.
And she teaches our children. You know, but
ooh.
I bet she teaches. I'm not going to go there. I was going to say she probably, you know, even though she's not ghetto, I have a feeling she's from L.A., right?
But to me, it's like, what does that, where she's from, have to do with how she treats someone with a prosthetic leg? I mean, to say, oh, I hope you don't get near the fire, your leg will burn. You know, making all these comments, all she has done is made comments about this chick's leg. That's all she's done. I'm not going to give you slack because of your leg. I'm not going to do this because of your leg. You better look out. I pushed you over. So what if you have you're missing a leg? You know, it's like she seems to be harping on the leg a little bit.
But you know, is that necessarily bad? I mean, she's treating her equally.
Her social game is gone.
Specialized treatment because of your leg?
No.
But if she's
and
not
I don't think
make
that
the
she's
point,
asking that either.
If she's going to keep bringing up the leg and how it's not an issue, then she needs to stop making the leg an issue.
Right. I agree. And all she's being is this nasty to her, and the girl has not been nasty to her one bit.
And she's all by herself. That girl that's with her, the cheerleader, is her name Brenda?
Alina?
Brenda's the really little one.
Yeah, she kind of formed a little alliance with that guy and kind of left her a little bit, if you noticed yesterday. And I'm looking forward to see how that plays out. You know what I mean?
Right. Brendan and Chase have been hooked up for almost since the beginning now. he's my strong season preseason pick.
Okay, so that's the guy that she likes. Is the one
with
I'm
the
talking about.
With baseball cap and kind of light brown hair. Yeah, that's Chase. He's a NASCAR
The one that found the clue in the tackle box, so knows
correct.
That. Nay has the hidden immunity. See, I think that's going to be a big play right there, too. Okay, let's talk about Jimmy T, who was kicked off last night. So what do you guys think about him and being kicked off?
Last week, I said there's no way that a young person could win this game. I now am saying there's no way an old person can win this game.
Oh, I disagree. There is one old person that I think has a hands up big time, and I think he's playing the best game on the old side, and that's Marty.
I was thinking the same thing, but this kind of goes on. I also like to bring up that last week and the week before I brought up, you know, Marty's plan is good, but first time there's a tribe shuffle, he is screwed, and you guys said, oh, they won't do it. They'll keep the young and the old separated. And as you saw in last night's preview, there's going to be a merge and a shuffle, and I think that Lena and Kelly B will, like, you know, join up with the other people that were on the outs with the Jimmy T vote, and they will overthrow Marty.
I think the strongest on the older team is Jill. I think Jill put herself in a good place socially. She's the redhead, and she did a lot of pre-season training out on her property.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, I see three older people. I like that one that you just mentioned. I really do like Marty. I think Marty is better than. He was. I know he helped get rid of Jimmy Johnson, but I think he's good. And the third one is going to be a surpriser. There's this one, I can't remember her name. She has, like, she's kind of looked like Eliza.
Eve?
A little bit. I can't remember her name, though. She has
Eve?
Long, black, straight hair. Anyways, I think she's playing a She might once they merge, she can maybe do something. But yeah, I think Zach, just to let you know, you were right. I didn't really think. I kind of was maybe doing it more to just be, you know, sometimes I play devil advocate up here. But you are right. All of us didn't think we'll see the merge as fast as we did, or the fast shuffle. And we really don't know if it's going to be the shuffle that you're thinking either, though. Right?
I'm guessing it's going to be some type of shuffle where, I don't know how it'll be done, but the end result will be a, you know, half old, half young on each tribe.
So, I mean, I really don't know what's going on with that. So,
I'd like to mention one other old. One of the other older players I think has been playing really well that you did mention was Tyrone. I think he seems very, you know, in tune with what's going on. And, you know, I think he knows that Marty's kind of like the power player right now, and he's kind of just biting his tongue and waiting for the right time.
Yeah, I don't like him. I think he sucks as a player.
I think he's going to be a great player. I think he can't go far.
Okay, let me give you two things that he did wrong. One was when he was throwing the things, he should have sat himself down faster. He kept it up, okay? That was the first thing he did. I feel like he should have took it, not somebody who was in charge. Second of all, last night, when he was doing the whole, you know, calling, I don't know how well he really did that. So, yeah, I mean, I see weaknesses with him, but I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you guys all to do. Somebody brings it up in the chat room. If you want to tweet Alan and tell him to get to call in, please do.
He is coming.
Okay,
I texted him. He's coming. He's got his kiddos, and he was getting them fed, and he'll call in. He can't actually log into the chat because he doesn't have internet. So.
Well, I'm hoping he calls in when it's not a guest time because we're going to be done with the Survivor talk and everything. So I don't know if you watch Cutthroat. So I hope he calls in. So I'm hoping Alan gets in where he can, we can pick him up and everything. So, yes, I've been trying to get him to call in, but he forgets, I think. So you know how he is about time. I almost call him the Jordan of the Red Reality Show. Okay, there was one other subject before we move on from Survivor. Was, and now we brought Alan up, and I totally forget it, probably. Do you guys have anything, and then I'll... Zach, any last comments on Survivor?
I don't think so. I think that Nayanka and Marty and all the people that have been in power and have been very outgoing about it might be in big trouble the next few weeks when the shuffle comes because they're going to have huge targets on their back now.
Okay. Mandy?
Yes. No, I still am going to stand by my two preseason picks as of now, Chase for the young and Jill for the older. I think that they're both hanging in there strong and putting themselves in good positions, even if there is a merge or a mix-up.
And Christina?
I just want Nianka off the show. I think it would be more pleasant to enjoy the show. Well, I want to see what whatever Kelly that is can do. Marty, I'm not exactly sure what I think about him so much. He's okay. He's not going to last. Like, he's not going to last very long. Like, I agree with Zach. I think once the merge happens, whatever they're going to do via the next time on Survivor show, I think they're going to be targeted first just because they run their mouths too much. So, anyway, that's all I have to say. It's a good season so far. I'm not disappointed whatsoever. So.
Okay, and my last two comments. First of all, Paul, what are you talking about? There's two hidden immunity, and they both are found. Marty has one, and...
Nayanka has the other one.
Yeah, Nay has the other one. So, I mean, and this is the thing that I was going to bring up is I think the young people were smart yesterday playing that power that they
Medallion
have.
Medallion of Power.
Yeah, I forget what it's called because I missed the first show. Now, here's my question. So if the old people gets that power, does that tribe keep that power? If the shuffle is, or what happens?
That'd be my guess. The Espada tribe, which is the older people now, will probably keep it after the shuffle.
See, I don't know how much of a shuffle we really will have. Personally, just to let you know, I really don't. I think we might. He said drop the buffs, but he didn't say we're gonna do it. You know what I mean?
I think it's going to be two or three people mix up.
Okay, before we move on, we give him the opportunity, and I'm just going to sit back and referee between Christina and Patrick. Okay, Patrick, go ahead. I want to know how you can stand by this girl. I understand Shema. I understand Natalie. I can understand some other people you liked in the past. Tell me your reasoning behind this one. And Christina wants to know, too, so I'm going to let her speak.
I'm just very curious.
We're both very curious.
She is a great player. I don't know how you guys don't see it. She is going to make it very far in the game, so you want her off the show. We'll get used to her being there until at least the final six.
Well, I'm going to say, how can she be a great player?
Are you serious?
That social, wait, can, yeah, do you forget the game is not just, do you just not forget that about social game?
Okay, how is she playing? She has made two people mad. How is she playing a terrible social game?
I think there's more than two people mad. I think
she's, I don't think so.
She's, the girl that she's with is not her friend.
Yes, she is.
Then
Brenda?
Why did she tell on? Why did she tell Chase that she has the Hindu immunity? A friend does not do that.
Number one. Okay, yes, they would. Because she's trying to include Chase so that Chase can trust Nyanka. Because did you hear her say, you have to trust Nyanka, you have to trust Nyanka? And she was asking him before she told, do you trust Nyanka? And he said yes. So he said that yes, he trusts Nyanka even before he knew that she had a hidden immunity idol. So Nyanka is obviously doing something right. Not only is she friends with Brenda and Chase, but she also has Sash. Kelly Purple is also with them too. She has the numbers. She is strong in challenges. She has the hidden immunity idol. She will make it very far into the game.
Go ahead, Christina.
I think if she's merged with the older tribe, she'll get eaten alive. I think right now she's playing two games. She's playing, let me show my nice self to the people that I decided to like, that I decided were easy to get along with, and let me be a total witch to the other people I just don't like just because I don't like them based on the first day I met them. That, and she even said that, I didn't like you when I saw you. Why? There gives no reason. I just don't like you. Why? Gave no reason. The girl's done nothing to her. That's why I don't get it. I mean, I don't get what her issue is. She has an issue, and she just decided, I'm going to put up this wall, and I'm going to be a total witch, which is the other word I'd prefer to say, to everybody if they cross me. Yeah, okay, it's okay to be a strong female. Yes, go for it. But there's also this thing called tact, which she has none of. So, I mean, I can see if she might be a different person. Maybe this is a persona she's deciding to play out there on Survivor. But, like, I gave Rachel the benefit of the doubt from Big Brother. I was like, okay, you know what? I really don't like what she's doing, but I'm pretty sure she's a total different person. And I was right, she is. But I cannot see this woman as being a total different person by just choosing to be plain old nasty to people. I think that's just plain out her.
Okay, well, look at it this way. Everyone has preconceived judgments when they meet people. So she's just being realistic with hers, and she is a little more stubborn than others when it comes to her preconceived judgments on people, because everyone has it. When she looked at Alina, she might be like, wow, she has a naturally bitchy look, which I also agree. If I saw Alina, I would be like, wow, she's a bitch. Now, would I be as stubborn to hold on to those preconceived judgments as Nyanka? I don't know. But that's how she's been raised, or that's how she's gone through life. So I think it's her preconceived judgments, and she just sticks to it because she doesn't need to change her judgments because she's in the numbers.
Well, what I want to know is what you think about why, if she says that Kelly's leg is not an issue to her, but yet every time she talks about her, it's always about the leg. It's always about the leg. Do you think that, yeah, I hope she drops it in the water. I hope it floats away. I hope it burns. You know, comments like that, it's just like, okay, if that's not a problem for you, why do you mention it? And do you think that maybe that actually intimidates her and makes her uncomfortable seeing someone with a leg like that, so she's just going to go on the attack about it because she's uncomfortable with it?
Hey, wait, let me do this because, guys, we're in a few minutes, we do have a guest for Cutthroat calling in, and like I said, tonight it's just not Survivor Roundtable, it's Reality Roundtable. But I do want to hear Alan's point of view on Survivor before we move on. And Alan, what do you think about Nay?
Actually, I have been really busy this week, and I've had a couple of people ask me to call in. I've got my babies right now, so I'm just going to say a quick hello and talk to y'all when I get a chance, but I'm not going to be able to talk tonight because I haven't watched Survivor yet. I'm just getting catching up to do. So I do appreciate you picking me up real fast, and for I hope you have a good show, and I will talk to everybody later.
Okay.
Take care,
Hell,
little
we
one.
We miss you, and we really do wish you call in soon and give us your aspects of Vegas too. I mean, I've been trying to get you on to do that and stuff. So please try to take a couple minutes and remember the show again, and we hope to hear from you soon. Okay, Alan.
Okay, Ron.
People
I really appreciate
have been asking
that.
About
that means
you.
A lot. Well, it really means a lot that you say that. So.
I've been saying it. That's what frustrates me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been wanting you on for a week now. You know that, bud. And this is what frustrates me. I just hope you take a couple minutes out and do it for us if we could. Tonight we're packed up, so I understand you're busy.
Well, I planned on having the kids fed and in bed. They got here late, and Mama didn't feed them, and they hadn't had nothing since lunch, so. I've got to get them taken care of.
So Sunday, make sure you do it 10 o'clock.
I'll be there Sunday because I will have no kids and I'll probably be back home by then. So Sunday I'll be there.
I'm gonna count your words. If you're not, you're banned from the show for good. How about that?
No.
I'm joking. He knows I'm joking.
Everybody have a good night and I will talk to y'all later. Hold on, baby. Daddy, get it. Y'all have a good night and I will talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I love parents.
Bye, Al.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to move on from Survivor Talk. I do want to give the last minute. Patrick, I'll give you a couple seconds to, close off your...
Yeah.
Because I have to move on.
I think Christina might be right that Nayanka might be uncomfortable about it, about her, artificial leg. I also think Nayanka sees her as a big... threat, as well
right.
as a few others. They've mentioned the charity case, which I think is a little derogatory, but I think it's a truth, though, that needs to be addressed, that she does have a good chance if she does make it to the end. So she's threatened by her, and it's like, wow, this girl is actually going to challenge us, even though she doesn't have a leg. Damn, she's actually a threat, also because of her charity case. So yeah, I think it might be because of uncomfortable, out of threatness, out of her preconceived judgments, whatever have it be, but I don't think it makes her a terrible person. I just think that it makes her a real person because everyone has some nasty thoughts about people, and she is just airing it out more so than others.
Right.
Yeah, I just my two cents, neither one is going to win the game, I feel, because they both have their... I think the one that has the charity case, so she's going to be kicked out because of the charity case, and the second one is because of her attitude. Her attitude's going to get her kicked off, so they're both going to go. Christina, fast 2 seconds, and then we'll move on to
I totally
MTV's
agree.
Challenge.
I don't think it makes her a nasty person. I just think that she just needs to maybe rephrase the way she says things and take a minute. And, she's just one of those people that goes off at the mouth and, what can you do? And it just makes people not like her so much. Her comments are nasty. Doesn't mean she's nasty as a person. So I agree, and it was a good discussion.
It was. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick, do you watch Cutthroat?
Yeah.
You want to stay on to
I'm
going to
drop off. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Okay.
Go watch
Cutthroat. Mandy, are you still with us?
I am temporarily. I'm actually going to
drop off the line and call
and
back
call
in
back.
About 15 minutes. In about 15
perfect.
Minutes before we can finish up with Hell's Kitchen. Okay?
Sounds perfect.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, she said bye. I cut her. Okay. We got Patrick on the line. We got Zach. We're going to talk Cutthroat right now after the break real quick. Let me take a second break to get my breather. And don't leave guests. As Zach, when I bring them up, you can introduce our guests because I know you're the master of MTV, and I love when you get excited over this. Even though last night it won me.
Hi, this is Melody. And this is Kathy. And we're from VH1's Frank the Entertainer in a Basement Affair. And we just spent a really hot evening on the Rad
Reality Show.
Okay, we're back with the Rad Reality Show. And he just dropped off the line. He just dropped that thing.
Hello.
What an entrance. Anyways. Zach, you had a guest for us. And your guest just dropped off. He just dropped off the line.
He's a guest right now to see what's going on.
Oh, he's back. He must have dropped. Okay, I'll let you introduce, because I love when you introduce, because you're the bomb about these people. And actually, this is my, I have a couple that I'm so cheering for them. So go ahead, Zach. Okay.
Well, tonight we have the man, the myth, the legend, the sexiest man on the red team, the master of the Duloc, Brandon Nelson.
Yeah.
And the beer pong champion in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't like to brag, but yes.
Brag. I sucked my second round. I couldn't shit.
I think it was the unitard. Man. I got lucky. I had a great partner, too.
Yeah, mine was the unitard. The unitard just threw me off, and they threw us into a game, second game, right away. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We didn't have a breather. And
it happened.
I wanted to switch out of it, so... But hey, let's talk about the show that you started this week on MTV. It's I'm gonna just call it Cutthroat because I love that name, Cutthroat. Because that's what last night it was more than Cutthroat; it was a choke throat. That first challenge was brutal. How bad
Definitely.
Did it smell in there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How bad did it smell in the gas chamber?
It wasn't even the smell so much as you just couldn't even breathe. Like, you get up in there, and it's just automatic lung shot. It's just everything shuts down. And then you have to go in there and concentrate and try to find these coordinates. And, people have talked about it. They've been pepper sprayed before and things like that prior to going in. But everybody that went in came out gasping and coughing and sneezing and snotting. And Dan, he's ex-military, and he came out. As you can see, he had his brain was leaking out of his nose. But, yeah, it absolutely sucked.
Was that one of the worst challenges you've ever been on, you know, in one of those things?
Well, definitely. I mean, comparing it to fresh meat, yeah, it was the worst experience that I've been involved in. But, I mean, at the same time, anything I did in fresh meat was, you know, automatically ruined by Caitlin. I love her, him to death, but, you know, as a competitor, as a partner, I wasn't the best pick. but yeah, it was brutal, man. I'm not going to lie. It was bad.
Okay, Zach.
Okay,
I know you have tons of...
Well, I want to get Brandon's opinion on your partner last night going into the gulag, Camilla. I know a lot of fans have been really upset about her, saying that she doesn't deserve to be there because she hasn't ever done a true challenge. What was your initial thoughts when you saw her there and found out who she was?
Well, definitely. I mean, we caught a little bit of wind prior to even getting to Prague that there was going to be one, if not two, kids from the Spring Break Challenge, and everybody was pissed about it, including myself, because, you know, getting on fresh meat, it wasn't an easy task. I mean, I don't want to go into details, but we kind of earned our keep just to get cast to be on fresh meat. And then you have somebody who got lucky and got on Spring Break Challenge, and they got lucky and actually got to get on a real challenge. So nobody thought that, you know, she actually deserved to be there and that she actually went through a process that everybody else did. Because, you know, the cast for Real World or even the get cast for Fresh Meat is a process. And so everybody, you know, she had a target on her back before she even got there. But you learn to love her. That's all I'm going to say without giving too much away. You love to this day, I love that girl. As you can see last night, she's tough. She's a great competitor. So you can't judge a book by its cover, but... I do side with the fans. You know, initially it's like, you know, why is she there? She doesn't deserve to be there. But it's an opportunity for her to prove herself. So,
My biggest question is, how was it going up against Derek, who you just hung out with? I mean, okay, wait, it's kind of funny. You know, I know it's taped, but Derek was one of the people. Me and Zach was a little torn there, but I personally wasn't because I really thought you were cool and everything. But I like Derek too. Was that hard to go up against Derek in the challenge?
It wasn't too hard to go up against him for two reasons. One was because, you know, at that point we had only been there a few days. I liked him. He's a very likable guy, as y'all saw. And, you know, just a small amount of time, you learn to love him. But I didn't know him that well. I didn't have that much invested in him. And then for the second reason, it's like, if he beats me, I'm going home. And that just wasn't an option for me. So at that point, I could care less if I was going against my mom. she was going to go home before I went home. So that's the mentality I took into going against Derek.
Patrick, you have anything you want to ask?
I have a few questions. So can you say if you're proud of your overall finish in this challenge?
In like the whole season or just for last night?
Yeah, the whole season.
Yeah, let's just keep it last night's stuff, Patrick.
Yeah.
I think it's best just to keep it within, you know, a show. He can always call back, you know, for another show, you know what I mean?
So
what I can say is I am on the contract, and I think about that with every word that I speak. But I can definitely
say
that.
And that's why I went and made sure Patrick kind of knew that. And that's why I'm leaning every question towards that show.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was a great experience. That's my Barack Obama answer for you.
So, are you happy with, like, the team that you got? Or, like, when you were being picked, did you hope that you were on a different team?
No, as simple and shallow as it is, red is my favorite color. So I was hoping to get on the red team anyway. And then I think, as you can see, we lucked up, I think, because right now we have the best team in my eyes. And you'll hear me say that over and over again. And we didn't lose anybody last night, so that's always a plus. We sent two people in, myself and Camilla, and we came back, which also lets you know that, you know, maybe we might not perform that well as a team at certain times like we did yesterday. But, you know, individually, you know, person for person, I believe we have the strongest team. So I couldn't imagine myself being on anybody else's team. And I was glad to be picked by them. I was pissed that I was picked in the last set of guys, but I understood it because they didn't get to see what I could do on Fresh Meat because I didn't do anything. I didn't have an opportunity to. So, I mean, I get it. But, yeah, I was really happy with my team.
Now, was there any worry that after you got sent in the first time, did you think that you had proved yourself and you were good now, or did you think that they might be sending you in every single time?
Well, it just depends. It's like I knew why they sent me in the first time. I said it last night. You know, I was a rookie compared, because everybody else, every other guy on my team had done at least one challenge before. Not that that makes them any better, because, I mean, none of them had won one, which I didn't understand the logic behind throwing me in. But, you know, I ate it, and I was like, okay, I'm a rookie. Let me go in here and prove myself, and then when I come back, I should be fine. So right now, as the season goes, I'm going back to the house. I'm feeling like I have nothing to worry about. I can hang with anybody at the house, and so I'm feeling pretty confident at this point in the season.
You know, that's a good point there, though. I mean, as being the rookie from last season, you know, for this season kind of, I mean, I was wondering why they picked you. I mean, it seemed like, you know, it was just, like, random. I mean, because you – I bet it's hard to pick – I hate the first week of stuff. You don't really know anybody. But with that show, you kind of do know each other, don't you? I mean, hadn't you met most of the people beforehand?
Just the people, like, especially the people that were on Fresh Meat, you know, I knew them, and then once you get into, like, the Bunim and Murray family, you get people contacting you that you haven't met in person before, but people who had been on former Real Worlds, former Challenges, stuff like that, so it's kind of like a little, I call it a fraternity, it's a little family, we get to, you know, network and talk to each other, but, I mean, the flight over took, I don't know how many hours, it was ridiculous, and we came over together, well, half of the cast came over together, so, you know, you get to know people, Katie's, like, one of my best friends now, and we sat together on the plane on the way over and the whole deal. So you get to know them, but then you get into the house, and once the game starts, most of them don't care. And Cutthroat is like the best name for it. They say one thing to you, and then the next day you wake up, and it's the total opposite.
Hey, people are in the chat room. Some people haven't watched the show and everything. How would you describe, as a person that's been on the show, how would you describe it, and what would you, you know, would if they're wanting to watch it for the first time, how would you tell them, you know, how would you make somebody, you know, kind of plug why they should watch it?
How would I explain that? To, like, pretty much entice them to watch it? I would say it's, I would compare it to, if they've ever seen The Real World, I'd say Real World meets Survivor meets Wipeout. And but with a lot more alcohol and a lot more meat. But, no, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's a great story. You have people that are building friendships, relationships, and then they have to go against each other when it comes down to money. And it's kind of like, you know, a microcosm of, you know, just life. You know, when it comes down to money, you don't know really who your real friends are. And they want to act like your real friends, but it's just for monetary gain. But I'm like, I mean, the title itself should sell the show. I mean, it's called Cutthroat. There's never been another show called that, I don't think. Yeah, I would tell them that people get naked and they drink beer, and that should make anybody want to watch.
That's a good answer. Patrick, go for it.
Okay, I have a question.
Amanda,
I was going to ask, if you can say, Brandon, when you guys first got there, they had you run to the gulag. Like, did they tell you anything beforehand, or did they just say, okay, you're just going to run, we'll tell you why later, or...
They're really good about not telling you anything. We got off the plane, we were on this bus forever, and we pull up in the middle of nowhere, and we get off the bus, and so, like, you know, they're just like, okay, everybody off. We get off the bus, and then there's TJ standing there. It's the first time we see him, and he's like, okay, yeah, welcome, blah, blah, blah. And, like, this is on the dailies. It didn't make, you know, the premiere or whatever. We're already at the gulag by the time you see us first meeting him. But he was like, all right, grab your bags and stuff. I want you all to just line up right here, and when I say go, just take off running straight down this road. You'll figure it out. And it was like probably about 11:30 at night, pitch black. We're in a foreign country. We don't know where we are. And he said go, and we just took off. Now, me being the smart guy that I am, I just take off sprinting because I see another camera crew about 100 yards away from me. So I'm like, I'm going to beat everybody. And I turned the wrong way, and it was more like a mile run versus a 100-yard sprint. So that's why I didn't win. At least that's what I'm telling y'all. But, yeah, it sucks. And we get up there, and we're panting. It took about an hour for everybody to stop throwing up and crying. But, yeah, it was weird.
Hey, that's a good question. From the show itself, you probably can answer this one. How long does it usually take? Like, Survivor's 39 days, et cetera. You know, and these shows, I mean, how's editing? I mean, is it a longer process? I mean, how many day process is it? I mean, is it like challenges after challenges? What would you answer?
I'm not sure if I can say. I can just say, I mean, we're there for a good amount of time. It's not just a little family vacation. Like, you know, you get in there, you get acquainted, you get you see people in certain lights that you don't want to see. You know, you think a girl's hot, and then you walk into her, walk into the bathroom, and she's sitting on the toilet type thing. So yeah, we're there long enough to actually, you know, see the good and the bad. But I don't think I can actually say how long we're there.
No, it's not good to talk about production until after the contract's over with.
So I have a question. So
yeah,
last night I was, like, watching the show, and I was, like, seeing you guys all, like, freak out or I was seeing the red team, like, freak out for both you and Camilla win. Now, I was wondering, would you ever be secretly happy that, like, one of your teammates went home only for the sole purpose that if you make it to the end, you get a little more money?
It just depends. If I feel like that teammate is going to hurt or help in the final, then yeah, the split on the money will definitely kind of shape my attitude towards them leaving or staying. But until we get to the final, I feel like numbers are always going to help. So if we have the most teammates, then I feel like we have the strongest team. And like I said, I mean, person per person, you can stack us up against anybody else in any other team. There's always somebody in my eyes on our team that I feel like can take out anybody else, even the strongest player on somebody else's team, even Abe. Abe, he's a beast. I really don't want anybody to leave, but at this point I'm not so invested in anybody. I'm not that cool at all, except for Mandy, because I knew her from Fresh Meat. Right now it's like I'm not really having anybody's back but hers. I mean, anybody can go. And as long as I'm there, you know, I'm slowly wrapping my mind around this whole protect myself concept, but, you know, it takes a little while for me because I want everybody to, you know, have a good time and everybody to get what they can get. And I just want to play fair. And if I'm the weak link, I'll vote for myself. If I'm not, then I will never vote for myself. Thing is, I never think I'm the weak link, so.
No, that's the cool part about the show. And I can't wait to see more of it. Zach, you have last question for him, and then we'll move on to our next shows that we're going to talk about.
I guess the only other question I'd have is, you know, we've seen a little bit of previews of a couple relationships in the house. Can we be looking forward to seeing Brandon get any loving while in the house?
The little tidbit that might have happened, I don't think will actually make air. We could probably talk about this after the season. I'll definitely let you know what went down. But no, I was really focused on just proving myself because I saw a lot of BS on blogs and other websites that will remain nameless, saying that I was the reason that me and Caitlin got sent home. And I'm like, do you not remember those big, huge silver crutches at the bottom of the mountain? We already discussed the night before that she wasn't going to go the next day. So, like, you know, Brandon, he's just a joke. He's just at a party. He can't go. He's not athletic, this, this, and that. And, like, I pretty much based my whole being here at home on being athletic. That's the guy I'm known of being, the guy that wins awards and always pick first on teams and stuff like that. So that was kind of a shot to my pride. So going into Cutthroat, I was like, I'm more so focused on shutting everybody up, not by, you know, being crazy or talking too much, just by going out there and putting out a good performance. That way, you know, they can see what I can do because actions speak louder than words. So, no romance at all.
And I definitely think you did a good job last night. I was actually a little bit worried at first that you might send Derek to the hospital. I was actually surprised he was able to hold his own so well with you.
Yeah. You are a bigger guy and a tougher guy. You can tell over him, and I was kind of shocked too.
Yeah, I mean, I weight and momentum, like those rings, they were like dog chew toys. Like they were like rubbery and stuff. So I didn't want to chance it by like doing anything too outlandish. And then using my own momentum to give him a point, you know. So early on, it's like, no, we'd never done that before. Like, you know, nobody, you can't practice for this stuff. So going into it, you know, you don't want to be too crazy. And then once I kind of figured it out, like the last 3 points really, I'm not going to say they weren't that hard, but yeah, they lasted a lot shorter amount of time than the first two did. But, like, you know, shout out to Derek, though, man. I mean, he's not a weak guy. He did his thing. He tried his heart out, but I was just better that night.
And Emily, too, who we had a chance to meet in Vegas, too, and everything. So I'm so sorry to see her go, too. Because me and Zach Cass, Team Vegas, we're calling a bunch of you guys that were in Vegas Team Vegas. And we were sad. Two of them were not top in the first show. We were sad. But we still have our girl, Cara Maria.
Okay, I love Cara Maria.
Oh, yeah. I talked to her
I'm looking forward to seeing her every other day.
I love that girl.
Yes. I like her, too. And now that I know how to say her name. but anyways, we'll let you go, and I can't wait to have you back on. I don't want you to, I want you to come on whenever you feel like to. Especially on Thursday nights, that's when we're going to probably talk Cutthroats. And if you know, Zach will get a hold of you. And
oh, yeah.
Patrick, you got last words? I forgot if you had anything.
Nope, I'm just rooting for a gray team. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I understand. You're misinformed and ignorant, but I still love you.
I'm shooting. I'll be honest with you. I want you and Cara Maria. Those are the two. Can the teams? I watch. My biggest issue is, I get watching a show, and then I forget, especially on MTV, I need to start setting the season pass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will make sure that now with you guys on it, until you guys are off it, I'll watch it. You know what I mean?
You'll be watching every episode.
So I'm hoping to be able to watch the whole season. And that's the thing I've enjoyed it in the past too. Again, it's just like Top Chef. Even I forget an episode. There's so much reality TV out there. And do you watch other reality shows real quick? I mean, do you have time?
Not really. Well, I mean, if you consider No Reservations a reality show on our Travel Network and Man vs. Food, I mean, I tune into that all the time.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, the ones that are more closely related to me, I love the girls on Big Brother. I'm just not a huge Big Brother fan. They don't drink enough for me. That was a joke. But I like Survivor. I love Amazing Race. I'd love to be on Amazing Race.
No, I mean, so, I was just wondering if you watched, you know, like, those shows that you mentioned, too. I mean, I watch so much. I mean, I've got myself into this Food Network stuff now. Even the, like, the Pawn Shop. You know, any reality.
Pawn Stars,
Yeah. So, thank you for your time, and Zach has won me over. Zach has won me over to watch it.
Good job, Zach.
And actually, meeting you too at Vegas, kind of, you know, I just really appreciated you. You were one of the nice ones.
Y'all showed us a real good time.
No problem. Well, have a good one, Zach. You want to say goodbye?
All right, thanks for calling in, Brandon. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Zach, y'all be good. I'm gonna go back and drink.
Have fun. Pass me one. All right,
see you guys.
Bye. Almost hang up on Zach instead. Oh my gosh, he was just to let you know, he was one of the few that was really cool at Vegas.
I definitely enjoyed him, and I found myself enjoying him and rooting for him a lot more this season so far than I did last season. So
yeah, I think that's what's so cool about it is, and as I kind of touched base on it, is I think that's what makes me want to watch it this year more, is because knowing somebody that's on that show is going to cheer.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that too, Patrick, a little bit?
Yeah, not so much with Brandon, only because I didn't talk to him in Vegas, but like definitely with Carter, Maria, and Jen. Those were the only two really MTV people I spoke to. I was mostly like Big Brother, but yeah. Like when you meet them, it's like, it's kind of surreal when you see them on TV, and it's like, oh, cool, I like them. I'm rooting for them even more now.
Yeah, I mean, this is a show before we talk Hell's Kitchen. I wanted to bring up, too, real quick, and I don't know if you guys watch this, but I know I do, because there's people that I've talked to on the show, and there's people that I know personally, too. It's like I Love Money. After I watched Cutthroat, I watched I Love Money. And Marcia, who was one of the girls that I've had on the show, was on Rock of Love, you know, and everything. She got kicked off last night. And, you know, just to be able to see her on the show and to know her and everything, it kind of was like I was cheering for her, you know what I mean? Just because I've had, you know, communications with her. So,
yeah.
I mean, I Love Money. I mean, there's still a couple people that I'm looking forward to watching on that show. But she was the one that I've had on the show. I think no one else has been on the show.
Hey, is Mindy on that show from Rock of Love?
Yeah, she was actually the reason Marcia got kicked off. I was so pissed off at her because I thought the Rock of Love girls would stand together. And she kind of, like, got the movement of getting her off the, you know what I mean?
Love Mindy.
Yeah, Mindy's amazing.
Okay. Mandy, you're back with us, just to let you know.
Oh, thank you.
I have so many in the chat room, and I know Paul has says, do we get to see a picture of it? Last night I woke up, and I went into Skype, and I actually told Zach and Joey and Paul that I was in a mood to just shave my hair off. And, this afternoon, or this morning I did. So, yeah, I'm bald. I'm not bald. It's down, though. You remember when Brendan had his? Did he go all the way down to the skin? He didn't go all the way down, did he?
No, not clean shaven, but he probably went down to a 1.
Yeah, mine might be a 2, maybe 1.5, but it's pretty low. I shaved it all. You should see the pile of hair. I should go take a picture of it. I saved it. I thought maybe I'll give it to. They were trying to. Or, no, Joey was trying to talk me out of it, and Zach was saying, go for it.
I said go for it. It's just hair.
That's what I said. So, yes, I did shave my head. I'll go see her tomorrow. Okay, so...
Okay, everyone, I'm out of here because it's
Hell's
Kitchen and I don't watch it, and Apprentice is starting.
Actually, it's over with.
Well, for me, it's starting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would be for you now because you're only 2 hours. I always forget Arizona's 2 hours instead of 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay, have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night, Patrick.
Naoko, woo-hoo.
Boobs. I'm just joking. Okay, Hell's Kitchen. I love Sabrina.
I think I do. I'm not really sure.
You don't know if you like her or not?
Yeah, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. This cast is just insane, actually.
Yeah, that, is it Russell? Russell almost, I almost wanted to smack him yesterday during his little episode with the prom people. You know what I mean?
When he's put the table together and stuff? With the
yeah, I mean, yeah, for that he was rude to him. And I so miss Claude. You know, what's his name?
Fake John Paul? Fake JP?
Fake yes. I hate the new one just is so boring. Sorry, my cat was about ready to attack me. So I was watching her wag her tail. So yeah, what did you think about Hell's Kitchen?
Well, I'm okay with the two people that was sent home. There was a few other that I felt also could have been sent home. I'm ready to pull about 5 of them off and just say, you know what, you're done. Goodbye. And fast forward the season.
Lisa's just making me crack up. Lisa just said she needed to work on the ice cream station because she's so slow. You know what? But you know what? She did pull off an awesome service on the first. See, I missed the second episode because my DVR.
Okay, well, Russell made up for his behavior in the first episode by really leading the men's team to victory.
Right, he did.
In the second half.
So I know he won. I mean, the men's team won the challenge, right?
Correct.
But now that was, they kicked two people off last night, didn't they?
Yeah, there was two people that went home. The first person that went home was Sabrina's arch nemesis, Emily. And because Sabrina got to pick who the two was up, so she put two people up that she didn't like. And what they did is they went ahead and took Melissa, who was one of the two people that she had put up, and moved her over to the men's team, and brought Trev, the gentleman with the glasses, over to the women's team. But by the end of the second episode with the men, they went ahead and sent home Melissa.
Oh, so Melissa got sent home because of the, you know, and I really thought the first episode, the first part of the thing, I thought Sabrina was going to put up, I thought they had talked her into going after the stronger player. And
I did too.
They didn't. And I was shocked about that a little bit. So, I mean, the show was, like you said, there's some people that I'm starting to hate and some people that I'm just, I don't know. Something shows this season. I can't stand behind anybody. There's not one favorite. I don't know.
I would
like,
really like to send home Boris.
Oh, yeah. I told you, gentlemen. Patrick. I didn't think it was on until an hour. Yeah, it's on at 10 o'clock Eastern time, so it would be 9 o'clock I don't know what time it would be for you, but yeah, I mean, and there's a couple psychos. Trevor seems to be doing better, you know, overall, too. So, who do you think's gonna win?
I have no clue. If Russell keeps up how he was the second half, he seems like he's the strongest this year. I also think that we might be due for a boy. Wait, who?
What do you think, Lisa? Who do you think is going to win in Hell's Kitchen?
Shout out to the chat room while I've got a second here.
Yeah, I was waiting for Lisa to respond to my answer, but yeah, I don't know. And let's move on. Zach, I know you're over there quiet because you don't watch Hell's Kitchen. No, you do watch Biggest Loser, and right now the Biggest Loser, there's only one that I've really joined right now, and the Biggest Loser is Jen.
Yes, I really like Jen. I like Patrick too, although I am not exactly fond of his alliance with the black team. I was kind of hoping that one guy from the black team does up for possible elimination this week would have not won the immunity challenge and got voted out.
What do you think about the, I don't know his name, the one in the orange that kind of disrespect Bob? Mandy, do you watch Biggest Loser?
No, I'm fat. I don't really like to watch people exercise. It makes me feel bad.
You know what? I'm a big guy, too. But you know what? The show is one of the best shows out there. The amazing. And this week, they had this guy disrespect one of the people that are in charge of them. And he...
I do know the coaches.
Yeah, Bob. Bob's the coach. That's the name of him. Mm-hmm. The coach. And he disrespected him, and he just really ragged him to death, and he made him work harder and everything. So, I mean, it was definitely a interesting scenario. You know what I'm talking about, Zach?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, like, honestly, I think, you know, I didn't feel like he did that much to Bob. I mean, he was kind of, I think he had kind of, like, he said he was frustrated with himself, so he kind of just wanted to, you know, like, work out in peace, and, like, not like he was yelling at Bob or refusing to work out. He was just kind of keeping himself, trying to just focus on working out and not dealing with anyone. But I definitely thought, you know, I thought it was good at the end of the week when he kind of, like, you know, thanked Bob for pushing him and, you know, for getting on him for his attitude and all that.
You know what, we're going to take a quick break. And I do want Patrick, call back in if you want to, real quick. And Lisa, you should call in too, because we're going to talk a subject that is just being brought up in the chat room. And that is, should shows be longer than 2 hours? And I like to hear your opinions. And
what?
Don't talk about it. I'm going to bring up the subject, but the subject is going to be shows that are 2 hours long. Is that too much time for a show? I mean, that, you know, we'll talk about it more in depth in a second, okay? So here's a little, we're going to do something real quick, take a break. I hope Patrick may call in to get in this discussion. And you guys think about the subject. Should TV shows like The Biggest Loser, is 2 hours too long, or should it just be for the season premiere and the finales?
Player 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with the sexy Ron.
Okay. Okay, Paul, I think Paul understood why I played it. Tonight was the season opener of the Chicago Blackhawks. And actually it's going on right now. And there, I was only going to make this an hour show, but since we had Brendan come in, call in. But, yeah, let's talk about this subject. And I tend to agree now with what you guys were saying in the chat room, so I'd like to hear you guys' opinion more. Should shows be longer than an hour? That's a reality show. Okay, I got a yes and a no, and then I'll let you guys discuss it. Okay, my yes is yes, it should be if it's going to be 2 hour shows. Like Hell's Kitchen puts on an hour show, but it's one show, you know what I mean? And they kick someone off, and they, instead of having it, you know, for a longer span for the weeks, for the month, they have it for a shorter period, you know what I mean? So I like that because that kicks off 2 people and the show is still an hour long, but it's on just on Wednesdays. But when it's like The Biggest Loser and you're pretty much getting full of boring time, it's too long and it's too drawn on. I would want to see it smaller. So what do you think, Patrick, since Mandy just got dropped off? And I was going to go to her first. I mean, do you agree with those statements?
Well, I'm, like, biased. If I really like the show, then I think it should be 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I don't care. If I really like the show, I want to watch it over and over again because I have, like, an obsessive personality. But for the majority of reality shows, I think an hour is fine, and I still enjoy watching the show. It's not too repetitive, and it's not too, like, detailed. So just for those special occasions. But for the majority, just an hour.
So, okay, let's say The Apprentice. Is The Apprentice 2 hours too long?
I think so, except for when Annie Duke was on it. I really liked Annie Duke, and I really liked the season and basically the entire cast. So I thought it was appropriate for 2 hours, and I was never really bored. But last season, Celebrity Apprentice, I was bored with it. So.
What about you, Mandy? What do you think? Do you think 2 hours is too long?
I'm going to agree with what you said about how Hell's Kitchen is 2 one-hour shows where it is getting rid of somebody at the end and continuing on to a new show. That I would like, this, unless it's a really good episode and I'm upset. Like, often during Big Brother, I'm like, why isn't it only an hour, even though I already know what's going on? I still want more.
Okay, so here's another question is, I mean, Patrick brings up good, I think Patrick just kind of sums it up, though. If you like something, you want more. But if you don't like it, you don't. So, like, The Biggest Loser, we were talking about The Biggest Loser and how it was 2 hours. Is it because you really don't care for The Biggest Loser? Is that why you just want to an hour show of Biggest Loser? But when you kind of made a point when Annie Duke was, it's so, like, if there was somebody on The Biggest Loser, let's say I was on The Biggest Loser, wouldn't you want it to be for 2 hours because you love me?
It depends if you created some drama.
See, okay, so I think what I'm trying to get at is, you know, is you can't really be biased on the subject. I mean, you got to either say yes or no. I mean, in my opinion, you either like a 2 hour show all the time, or you don't.
Yeah.
You know
I'm
what I mean?
Say
I mean,
no. I would prefer if I had to choose 1 hour over 2 hours. I would pick 1 hour.
So would I.
Even if I do enjoy the show.
You're live on the Rad Reality Show, and we're talking about, is too long too much?
Me, Mom?
Yes. We're talking
okay,
about, and
hey,
we have
Mom.
A subject
hey,
going
guys.
On right
Lisa.
Now.
Huh?
What, your
I have
name
a
and where are you
connection.
Calling from?
This is Lisa. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas. How are you people?
Why are you having a bad connection, Lisa?
I don't know. I've called back like 7 times. I'll try again. Let me try calling back and getting a better one.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. You know, I'm going to do something real quick, Paul. Or Patrick. Okay. Patrick has... Okay, now that's better. You there, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, you were having a little noise in your...
Oh, I'm sorry.
But when I muted you and I brought you back up, the noise went away.
All right.
So, no, it's okay. Lisa's trying to call in. So I'm trying, you know, so Mandy, as
yeah.
we wait for Lisa to hear her, I can't get a good connection. So are you excited about Virginia?
Yes, I'm excited about Virginia. I'm looking forward to meeting a variety of reality stars, from Kid Nation kids to More Amazing Racers, a ton of Survivors, some American Idol kids. There's just going to be such a wide variety of
You're
going to
meet one of my favorite reality stars. You do know, and Paul knows who I'm already talking about. Paul in the chat room probably can say it. You're going to be able to meet Melody from Frank the Entertainer. And I'm really upset that I'm not being able to go there, you know, to meet her. And you, Tracy, tell Tracy, hey, she's been on the show quite a bit. She's from Survivor, Fan versus Favorites.
Uh-huh.
I'm so upset that I'm not going to be able to meet her. It's just, you just tell them that it was the wrong time, wrong place. And
I will. I'll make sure everyone knows that.
I mean, most of the people that met me at Vegas will understand the whole issue, I think. So, I mean, just, you know, and then, you know, just that. I might surprise you, though, too. I might surprise you. Have a great tomorrow. But let's see what Lisa says. But I'll give you my opinion here. I am not in favor of two-hour shows because I get full and I'm less hungry for the next show. That's a good point. See, I think that's me too. I mean, I'm okay with 2 hours if it's two eliminations, like Hell's Kitchen. But if it's a show like The Apprentice, or The Biggest Loser, who does two-hour shows many times. That's what I like about The Apprentice this season, actually, is because they're not 2 hours. They're an hour, and it's making me look forward to, like, I can't wait to get off this where I can watch it. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's just me, but I find, like, you know The Biggest Loser is 2 hours. To me, it flies by. Like, I'd never am sitting there watching it, like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever. Like, to me, it's more like I'll look up at the clock and be like, oh wow, it's been an hour and a half already. I can't believe it's almost over. It's going so fast.
Yeah, but do you ever feel like, with The Biggest Loser, it's when I like the DVR because I like to fast forward some of this crap, too.
Because there's so much filler when they're 2 hours. It seems like they just throw in non-pertinent stuff. Just to
even Dancing with the Stars has a tendency to do that too.
Show for Dancing with the Stars is definitely, like, you know, for up here at least, Dancing with the Stars, the results and Biggest Loser, like, air at the same time. So I don't even watch the results except for, like, the last 5 minutes when they announce who's on.
Patrick, I had to mute you because you were giving me the biggest. Like, it sounded like a wind tunnel you were in, and I know you're on Skype, so just to let you know why you're muted. Let me see if you... Okay, that's better. I don't know why. Sometimes Skype does that. So we got 9 minutes left of the show, and we've had good discussions. I'm going to start with Zach, and you got any shows that you want to bring up, reality or non-reality, that you want to plug and talk about real quick?
I guess the only other show that I really watch on a continual basis would be another show on MTV called The Buried Life, which I think is an amazing show. basically based off the movie The Bucket List. It's four young guys traveling the country, like, for the list of everything they want to do before they die. You know, like, one of them this last episode, they broke into the TNT Awards so he could ask, like, one of the guys, ask Taylor Swift on a date, and it's just really neat, like, you know, them living out all their dreams while they're still young.
Okay, I'm going to go to Patrick next. Patrick,
wow.
Is there a show that you want to bring up that you are must watch for people that are into reality or non-reality shows, too?
Well, I must watch Dancing with the Stars because I have to vote for Bristol at least 100 times every Tuesday night.
Woo! Yeah, we want to get her on the show, too. I've already talked to the Zaxter over there, and we are going to work on getting her on.
Oh, yeah. That would be very
definitely
cool. I would ask her on a date.
And what would Jamie think about that?
We have a celebrity rule.
Oh, okay. What would Jamie think about that? I'm joking. I won't go into debate that she's not a celebrity.
Yes, she is.
Well, you're going to have to come up here and fight me for her, Patrick.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
no.
What other shows?
Okay, and just like the obvious, the ones we talk about all the time, CBS shows and Apprentice, that's it.
Okay. I'm going to mute you because you do have that wind tunnel noise today.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's just something that happens, I think, with Skype. It's not your fault. I get it, too, when I'm on there. So, Patrick called in. Thank you. Okay, Mandy, you're next. I skipped over you. I forgot.
That's okay. Mondays.
No, I didn't mean to. I meant to do it.
Oh, okay. Mondays, my must-watch are Chuck and How I Met Your Mother. Tuesdays, must-watch are Parenthood and Raising Hope. And I'm sure I'm missing something else. Wednesdays are Hell's Kitchen, The Middle, Survivor, Modern Family, Cougar Town. Tuesdays is Glee. Thursdays, Big Bang Theory. And Fridays, nothing, because my husband watches the Sci-Fi Channel and Smallville. Saturdays, NASCAR Nationwide, Sundays NASCAR, football, Extreme Home Makeover, and Amazing Race.
How about some coal?
Okay, something I wanted to bring up was some shows that I've been watching, and I've gotten into this whole cable thing. I watched Top Chef Desserts up today for the first episode. I'm got to catch up a couple episodes on that. It was really interesting. I've been watching the next Iron Chef. Now, that show is awesome. If you guys like cooking shows, that's an awesome show. One of the best ones out there. I've been watching... I watched The Bad Girls Club, but I always forget to record it. I've been watching I Love Money. I want to watch Harry and When Harry Meets Lisa, or when Harry, something like Harry Loves Lisa or something like that.
Oh, Harry,
yeah, Harry Loves Lisa. Yeah, I forgot to set it yesterday, or I set it and I thought, and then I had lapse, and then I was going to set it on this other DVR and I forgot. So I'm hoping to catch up with that over the weekend. Oh, man, there's so many shows. My favorite show is The Defender right now. I just love that show. It's an awesome show. But there's so many shows out there, so many cool things. And I want to bring up how disappointed I am in the playoffs this year. The Texas Rangers, or whatever they're called now, is beating up on the Devil Rays, and I'm so pissed off that the Yankees beat the Twins, and I've been cheering for the Twins in honor of Paul from Minnesota, and it just makes me mad. I started to think that but I was shocked to see Kerry Woods in a Yankee uniform. I didn't realize he played for the Yankees this year. So that's my little baseball. And speaking of baseball, I got to see how my Braves are doing. They're playing right now. And
the Blackhawks.
Yeah, I got to turn that channel is blocked for me. So, and the Braves are losing 1-0. So another team down the dust on me. So we'll be hanging up on the phone. I'll let you know what we're going to do for over the weekend for a show. Mandy can get a hold of me.
Yes, I will.
And we can talk about what to do. I'm thinking, you know, maybe sometime during Saturday. What do you think?
Well, Saturday's during the day is the main event.
Right. We don't want them when they're drunk either, though. That's what I'm worried about. Or unless you think you can pull it together.
I'm going to be a lot less drunk in Virginia than I was in Vegas.
Do you think maybe tomorrow night, though, too, might be a good one?
Tomorrow night we have a meet and greet. I will know
now you're
better
gonna be
when...
going back and forth. I know you're going to be going back and forth to the points thing, too, right, tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will have certain people captive in my car, so we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, and make sure you get everyone the Rad Reality Show information. And,
yes, I will.
I'm letting Mandy take care of this event, but we're going to try to. And if you don't follow her on Twitter, follow her on Twitter. You are going to be able to tweet a little bit there, right?
I will be doing some tweeting a little bit, and
I know Moosey's there, so she should be tweeting, and all the reality stars are going to be tweeting from there. There's a ton of them. So,
I'll have tons of pictures to share when I get back, too.
So, yeah, so prepare for a great weekend. We will be doing the best to cover it with Mandy being there. Plus, Joy is going to be there. So, and Michelle Costa will be there. So, Monday, we'll probably have information from Michelle, and I know there's some other peeps that are going to be there from the show that, you know, are regulars. I think Ronnie's going to be there, so we should have some information. So check out, and come back Sunday night, or wait, come just keep me following Rad Reality Show on Twitter, and look for links on the Facebook. And Zach, you want to say goodnight?
Goodnight, everyone.
Mandy, you want to say goodnight?
I want to say goodnight to Zach, and goodnight to you, and goodnight to everybody in the chat room. We always appreciate when they come.
And see you when we see you over the weekend from some kind of show from Virginia.
Yes, there will be a show from Virginia. I will let you know ASAP.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.